Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos Daf Chavav. We will begin on Daf Chavav, Amud Aleph, on top of Amud by the Mishnah. As we've quoted many times, the Machlokes of Lezer and Yeshua, Masechta Pesachim Daf Ein Zayin, Amud Aleph, if the meat of a carbon became tamei or was lost before the Zrikas Hadam, can Zrikas Hadam still be performed? Rabbi Yeshua's opinion is, Im ein basar, ein dam. And as the Gemara over there explains, the reason for this is because the Pasuk says, Vasisa alasecha habasar v'adam al mizbach Hashem alakecham. The Torah connects the basar and to the dam to teach us, as long as there's basar, then we could do zrik sadam. And as the Malbim explains, that why did the Pasuk mention Basar before Dam? It should have mentioned the Dam first, because we know that the Dam is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and then we eat the Basar. The fact, says the Malbim, to explain Rabbi Shua's opinion, that the Basar is mentioned before the Dam, is to teach us, Im ein Basar, ein Dam. Whereas the opinion of Rabbi Lezer is, that since the pasuk continues to say, "For the sisa l'secha bas v'adam, v'adam zvach yishafech," it doesn't say "bas zvachech yach v'adam yishafech," to teach us that on the all circumstances we do the zrikas adam, even if there is no basar available. So teaches us our mishnah, nit mishirah. If the shrive of the Karban Mincha became tamei, nisr v'shrei, they became burnt, they were burnt of the shrei, they got lost. Kamidas Rabbi Lezer, coin to Rabbi Lezer, who says, as we just said, the dam af bishein basar, so the same halacha will apply by Karban Mincha that doesn't have any shrayim, that we're still allowed to burn the kaimitz, the ksheira. And once we burn the kaimitz properly, we have a kosher karban mincha. However, according to Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua's opinion is that im ein basar ein dam. So the same halacha he will say, if ein shrayim, then the halacha will be that we can't burn the kaimitz. And since we can't burn the kaimitz, the halacha is that this carbon will not be considered, this carbon would not be considered a valid carbon. The Mishnah is also teaching us that the halacha of nitma shiraya is the same halacha as we're learning as nisrafu of nevdu, that they're all treated the same, that just like if they're not here, we can't do zrikas adam, here too, nitmu or nevdu or nisrafu are all connected. However, there are those that suggest that if, going back to what we discussed extensively in our previous year, that by nitmu may be different than nevdu or nisrafu. Because when we speak about nitmu, we always have the concept that we discussed in our previous year, and that is the concept of tzitz, meratza. And if we hold tzitz meratza alachilus, then it'll be different, and then the halacha will be that even if it became tamei, we still will be able to do the burning of the kaimitz if the shrine became tamei, because we have the concept of tzitz meratza alachilus. Begins the Gemara, when Rabbi Shua says the Gemara, that if the shrine became tamei, we can no longer burn the kaimitz, says the Gemara, that's only amarav, that's only applicable for who shenit mekol shirah, if all the shirayim are tamei. But if only mixa shirah, if some of the shirayim became tamei, loy, because we could still burn the kaimitz, because we have some shirayim left. However, points out the Sfas Emes, that even though the Gemara is teaching us now that if we have some shirayim left, as long as we have some shirayim left, everybody will agree that we could go ahead with the burning of the kaimitz. That's only as far as being able to burn the kaimitz and whatever that represents. However, as far as the halacha of eating, as far as the halacha of eating the shirayim, that won't change. And the halacha will be that you will not be allowed to burn the shirayim, no matter, you will not be allowed to burn the, eat those shirayim if some of the shirayim are missing, as we've learned that only when all of the shirayim are there may they be eaten. If not all of the shirayim are there, they may not be eaten. So says the Gemara, that only perhaps this halacha is only nitma'in, only when it became tamei. That's what we say that we could still burn the kaimitz. Of tsarif, but if part of the kaimitz was burnt or lost, loy, then the halacha will be that you can't burn the shrayim. Because, says the Gemara, the reason the Gemara, says Rashi, the reason the Gemara is making this assumption, because Rav only spoke about nitma. Rav did not speak about never nisrif. So the Gemara is assuming that it's very specifically done that way to teach us that Rav said his halacha only by nitma, not by halacha. But ask the Gemara, why would that be the case? Mikasava, what is the basis for this? Ikasava, shira milsahi, if Rav's opinion is that according to Yeshua, as long as we have something left over, we could burn the kaimitz, so then the halacha ought to be afilo avad v'sarif. That even if the carbon was avad v'sarif, the halacha ought to be that we should be able to burn the shrine if we have something as long as we have something left over. If on the other hand, his opinion is that shure lav milsahi, if not that just having some left over is inadequate, so then nitma maitama. Why is he taking the approach that if some of it got tamei, some of the shrine got tamei, but not all of the shrine got tamei, the halacha will be that we could burn the kaimitz? What's the reason? We must say, because as long as we have the shrine, some shrine left over, the maratz tzitz. So if that's the case, that you're relying on ritzu tzitz, so then even if all the shrine are tamei, we should be able to rely on ritzu tzitz. Says the Gemara, we're misunderstanding the opinion of Rav. Rather, says the Gemara, loy l'ksava, Rav's opinion is shiur milsahi. As long as we have some shrayim left intact, even Rabbi Yeshua will agree we could burn the kaimitz. And when Rav spoke about nitma, it wasn't meaning to single out that this halacha only applies by nitma, but rather what he was trying to say is, v'hu adin l'avad v'sarif, the same halacha will be by avad v'sarif. So why did he specifically speak about nitma? V'hai dekama nitma, rishayu nakid, he began with the first case that's mentioned in the Mishnah, but there's no different. The halacha will be that under all circumstances, if you have shirayim left over, then you could burn the kaimitz. However, here too, the Chafetz Chaim and the Likutei Halachos does want to make a difference in one way between nitma and oven and sarif, because says the Likutei Halachos that by nitma, we have the concept of tzitz meratza al achilas. And we're going to learn that under certain circumstances that you could be able to eat the rest of the shrayim. By carbon tzibur, says the Chafetz Chaim, you would not be. But the halacha, but maybe over here, you would be allowed to eat the remaining shrayim because of tzitz meratza. By never or nisrif, we would not be able to say such a svara. Kiritanya, and the Gemara proves this understanding of Rabbi Shua's opinion. Rabbi Shua, I'm a kolos vachshu b'toira. When we speak about any carbon, shenishtai ben kazayis basa, as long as there's a kazayis basa left over, or you have a kazayis, which is the amount of kazayis that's available that to be eaten, or you have a kazayis chelev that's going to be burnt on the mizbeach left over, the loch is zorik sadam. Even though he says, I'm ein basa, ein dam, here you are allowed to be due. Here you would be allowed to do Zrikas Adam. However, If you have a kachatzi zayis basar and kachatzi zayis chalev, only half a kazayis of each, then the halacha will be, then ain't zarek stam. Rav Yeshua, according to his opinion, will not allow to do zrikas adam. Uba oila, but when you speak about a carbon oila, a filo chatzi zayis basar, kachatzi zayis chalev, a half and a half can combine to zarek adam, because by a carbon oila, since it's all burnt on the mizbeach, so there's no difference between the chalev and the basar. Or mincha, afilu kiyamis, loy yizrik. And we'll see what that means in a minute. Ask the Gemara, mincha may avidite. What is meant when the Gemara, what was meant in this statement with the carbon mincha? Says the Gemara, Amra Papa was meant as follows. We know that with many kabonis, the carbon shlom and carbon oilam that somebody donates, you have to bring along with that. The halacha is, you have to bring along with it a michas nesachim, and that's called a mincha haba imazavach, or as sometimes it's called, it's mincha that is brought imazavach, machmas nazavach, and the halacha is that the michas nesachim is not like the kavod mincha that we've been discussing throughout a shir, but what it is it's a carbon mincha that's completely burnt on the mizbeach. And says the Gemara, where this price is referring to michas nesachim, and it's taking sakadat chamina, as we just explained. Hoyl o mahadi zavakasya, since the michas nesachim come along with the carbon, so we would consider it maybe kigufa de zichadami, as if it's part of the carbon, and therefore if we have that left over, it should be enough of a good reason to be able to do the Zrika Saddam, because it should be considered that I have some of the carbon left over, teaches us the Gemara that not, teaches us the price that not so, and having the Michas Nesachim is not considered as if you have the some of the carbon left over. Says the Gemara, Menon Emili, how do we know that according to Yeshua, as long as we have a Kazayas left over, it's enough to be able to do Zrik Saddam? Says the Gemara, Om Rav Yochim Mishum Rav Shmuel, Umata by Mishum Rav Shur B'chananya, Om Akra, the Pasuk says Zrik Saddam, the Pasuk says Zorak Akoyna Saddam on Mizbach Hashem, Pesach Oil Moid, Victa Chalev Reich Nichoyach L'Hashem, Chalev, as long as you have some Chalev, which can be put on the Mizbeach, it's enough to be able to do Zrik Saddam, Afalpi, Shame Basar, even if we have no Basar left over. Ask Gemara, Ashkechon, so we've now established that if you have some Chalev left over, you could do still Zrikas Adam. But Yisaris Vishtai Kloyus, which are parts of the, which are the Emrim, that are also put on the Mizbeach, Minolan, that if they are still remaining intact, we could do Zrikas Adam. Wants the Gemara to know from here do we know, from where do we know that Halacha? Says the Gemara Diktani, because the Braisa says, Ubimincha filu kiyam slo yizrik. So we see that the mincha, as we said a moment ago, the minchas nesachim hu delo yizrik, is not going to be a good enough reason to do zrikas adam. Hayaseres v'shtei klayus, but if we have shtei klayus, then the halacha will be yizrik, you still could do zrikas adam. Ask the Gemara Manolan, from where do we know this halacha? Answers the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan the day Omar. Rabbi Yochanan himself responded. The pasuk says, "V'hikta hachelav l'reich nechayach," and from here we learn, "Kol shatamal l'reich nechayach." Anything that's put on the mizbeach for reich nechayach purpose is a good enough reason to allow the zrikas adam. So ask the Gemara, or says the Gemara, "V'tzruch l'mechtav chelav, v'tzruch l'mechtav reich nechayach." So we have two psukim to teach us. One pasuk to teach us the halacha by chalev, and one to teach us the halacha by the sheres shtei klois. Why do we need to have two separate lamudim? Explains the Gemara. Dikas v'chalev. If the Torah had only written chalev, have a mina chalevin. The chalev is a good enough reason to be able to do zrik sadam, because the pasuk explicitly mentions chalev, but sheres shtei klois loy, that are not mentioned, so maybe they should not be a good enough reason to be able to do Zrik Saddam. Kos Rechmana, that's why the Torah had to say Reich Nechoyach. V'kos Reich Nechoyach hava mina afilu mincha, that even if the Michas Nesachim, as we learned, is remaining, we could still do Zrikas Adam, because Rachmana Chalev, it has to be part of the animal. If it's not part of the animal, then we can't do Zrikas Adam. Kamatz, that says the Mishnah, Shloi B'Kli Sharetz, if after the Kamitza was done, it was not deposited in a Kli Sharetz, the halach is that it's possible. Rav Shimon Machsher. Rav Shimon says it's okay, but points out the Brisker Rav that we've learned many times in our shiurim that the halacha is that the Karban Mincha is actually placed in a Kli Sharis twice. Once is when we bring all the ingredients to the Karban Mincha and put them in a Kli Sharis, and then after we do kmitz from that Kli Sharis, depositing that kaimitz into a Kli Sharis. So Rashi says that what Rav Shimon is taking this lenient approach in our Mishnah, it's only regarding the part that's going to be put into the second Kli Sharis. But that the original ingredients have to be put in a Kli Sharis, that Rav Shimon will agree is necessary. From the Rambam, it seems that the Rambam doesn't explain that Mishnah that way. And according to the Rambam, Rav Shimon is lenient in all situations of the Kli Sharis. Hekta Kaimitz Pemayim. That means he burnt a Kaimitz half at a time. The loch is Kshera. But, as we're going to see in the Gemara, when the Mishnah says that it was done two times, the Mishnah is being very careful in saying it was done that way. Because as we're going to learn in the Gemara, the Kaimitz typically has in it two Kazasim. So if you divide it in half, each Kaimitz, each Haktara was on a Kazayas. But if the Haktara was on less than a Kazayas, as we've discussed previously, that might not be considered a valid Haktara altogether. It says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Rav Chiya, my Tama, Rav Shimon, why does Rav Shimon hold that if the Kaimitz was not put on the Kli Sharis, it's still kosher? Because says the Gemara, the Pasuk, when he speaks about a Karban Mincha, says Loisafa Chametz Chelkam Nasati Oisim Mishay Kodesh Gedoshim Hi Kechatis Ukashim. So he learns from here as follows: Bala Avdai Biyad. If you want to do the Avoda of the Kaimitz by hand, not putting in a Kli Sharis, then you have to do it Biyamin. You have to use the right hand like a Chatis. That the Aloch is, as we've discussed, the Pasuk says, when the Torah speaks about the zrika of the dam of a karmen chatos, Torah Agdosh says, v'lokach ha-koyim adam ha-chatos, betz v'venos al-karnes mizbach ha-oilom. From here we learn, earlier we learned in our Masechta, that from here we learn that just like by the Mitzorah, the Pasuk says, v'tov al-koynes etzpoh ha-yimonis, that from here we have to do etzpoh ha-yimonis, that we learned that wherever the Torah says etzpa and kahuna, it always means the right hand. And since the mincha is compared to the chatas, so by the chatas we don't have a Kli Sharis. It's done with the finger of the kohen. And here too, you do it with the, you could just carry and do the avoid of the carrying the kohen, doing kamitza and carrying the right with the right hand. It could be done with the right hand. If you're going to do the avoid of the kaimitz in the Kli Sharis, then biyat small, you do it even in the left hand like the Oshim. Because the halach is that since according to Rav Shimon, the Torah does not use neither the word etzba nor the word kahuna when the Torah speaks about the Karban Oshim, so the halach is that the Karban Asham may be done with the left hand, and therefore, since it could be done with the left hand, and since we're learning here that the Karban Mincha is compared to the Karban Asham as well, the Torah is teaching us that we could do it with the left hand. The Sfasemis points out that even though our Gemara is teaching us that just like by the chatas, you use the right hand, the kaimitz could be done with the right hand. But where do we know? We don't really have a raya that you don't need a Kli Sharis. Says the Brisker Rav, when we speak about the right hand by the Karban Chatas, so, and we know we do it with your hand without a keli, says the Brisker Rav, why would the Rabbanan disagree? If the Torah is comparing, asked the Brisker Rav, the mincha to the chatas, so just like by the chatas you use your hand, so too should be the halacha, like Rav Shimon says, by the carbon mincha, that you should use your right hand. So the Brisker Rav explains that the machloikis here is a very fundamental machloikis between the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. What does it mean when you're doing the avoid of the chatas with your right hand? So he explains that what the Torah is teaching us is that your right hand by the karmic chatas becomes the klisharis. So now we have a very interesting way of understanding everything we've been discussing. On one hand, what we're learning here is that the karmic chatas is done with the right hand. But the Rabbanan say, when we say that the Karma Chattis is done with the right hand, what that means to say is because the right hand becomes the Kli Sharis. And that's why the Rabbanan will hold that even though we're learning from Chattis, there's no argument what the halacha by the Karma Chattis is, it still has to be done with a Kli Sharis. Rav Shimon, however, is explaining everything in a very different way. He's explaining that the Torah is teaching us that if you use the right hand, there's no need for Kli Sharis. And that's why he says, Bal of the Biyad, if you're going to do it with your hand, there's no need for Kli Sharis, but you have to do it with the right hand. Rav Yana explains that the reason why you don't need to have a Kli Sharis is Kivan Shekamtsoi, the Kli Sharis, since you began with a Kli Sharis, Dalok is Malay Maktirai, you could put it on the Mizbeach and transport it any way that you please. Afilu b'emnoyoy, even with the avnate that the gartel wears, and afilu makedas acheres, even with a cheres pitcher. The Chazanish, however, says that the halacha is that you have to carry it, even though you're carrying it this way, you have to carry it in a way that it wouldn't be a chatzitza. So the Chazanish suggests that if you're going to carry it with your avnate, for example, you can't just carry it on the avnate. What you would have to do is that you would have to wrap the avnate around your hand, and then the avnate becomes like connected to your hand, and that's the way you carry it to the Mizbeach. So ask the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda Barei Rav Chiya said that if you're going to do the avoida with the yad, you have to do it with the right hand. And if you're doing it with the left, you could do it, if you're going to do it in a keli, you could use the left hand. Ask the Gemara, the Brisa says, Hekta Chalavim Ve'Varim Ve'Eitzim, the Hekta of putting the Chalavim Ve'Arim or the wood on the Mizbeach, Shehelim Ben B'Yad Ben B'Keli, if you brought them up in your hand or in a keli, Bem bim min or bem small. You can bring it up with the left or the right hand share. Hakayus vaktaris alvana shahelam bem biyad bem bekli bem bim min bem small sharem. So it says here clearly that even if you're carrying it up with your hand, you could carry it up with your left hand. Ask the Gemara, isn't this tiyufta? Isn't this clearly a refutation of what Rabbi Yehuda Barei Rav Chiya said, that if you're going to carry it in your hand, you have to carry it in your right hand? Says the Gemara, Amalak Rabbi Yehuda Barei Rav Chiya, let's start with Tani. That's not the way to understand the Braisa. The way to understand the Braisa is as follows. If you're carrying it, if you're carrying it in your hand, you have to carry it, if you're carrying it, then you have the option of Ben Biyad, Yamin, Toshma, says the Gemara, according to what we learned from Rav Shimon, according to the way Rav Nachman explained Rav Shimon, the original ingredients of the mincha had to be in a klisharis. Toshma, So says the Gemara, we learned the following braisa. Kamtza kli sharis, if the mincha ingredients were put in a kli sharis, and then you took it out of kli sharis, the kitchay shalai v'kli sharis, and after the kamitza was performed, you did not put the kaimitz into kli sharis, hel v'gdir shalai v'kli sharis, or if you brought it up to the mizbeach and you didn't use a kli sharis, pasul, because it was never put into kli sharis. But here, Rav Elazar of Shimon machshirim b'matna kli, and we see from here that matna kli presumably means that even though the keli that you used was not a kli sharis, it's still going to be a valid korban mincha. But according to Rav Nachman's understanding of Rav Shimon requires that you had to start with a kli sharis. What's he going to do with this braisa? And says the Gemara, Ema, says the Gemara, the way he's going to explain this braisa that we're speaking about, matna kli ve'elech, after it was originally put into a kli sharis. So once it was originally put into a kli sharis, it's only going to be, if it's all, once it was originally put into a kli sharis, that's the only time it needs to be put into kli sharis, not afterwards ever again. The Chazanish also points out that our Gemara, the braisa we quoted, says that you could bring it up even in a cheres vessel. Says the Chazanish, only according to Reb Shimon, who in our Gemara has been teaching us that he's so lenient about these halachas, will he accept a mekedesh al cheres. The Rabbanon would never accept a mekedesh al cheres. The Achroinim ask, particularly after what we just learned, that even Rav Shimon agrees that we start with a kli sharis. Just Rav Shimon teaches us that once we started with a kli sharis, then we don't have to continue. So we got the kedusha from the original kli sharis. We don't have to continue with a kli sharis. They ask that Tosfos teaches us that dovish niskadis kli sharis, something that was once put into a kli sharis, cannot afterwards be put into kli chol. So if Reb Shimon, they ask, is agreeing, if Reb Shimon's agreeing that it was put originally into kli sharis, how would he allow it to then be put into kli chol? Says the Taurus Mordechai, that since ultimately it's going to be put on the Mizbeach, so this, that it's not going to be in a kli sharis, is only for a short period of time. It's from after the kamitza was performed until the kaimitz was put on the mizbeach. Since it's only in such a short amount of time, then you could put it into a, then the halacha will be that you could put it into a kli chol. The Oyel Shloima has an interesting approach, which is not consistent with what the Brisker Rav said earlier in our shir. He says that when Rav Shimon teaches us that we could put it in your hand, Rav Shimon's saying that the Torah HaKadosha is teaching us that it could be done without a kli sharis. So yes, typically the rule is, says the Oyel Shloima, that once something was put into the kli sharis, it cannot be put into a different type of kli. Here the Torah, by telling us that it can be put into the hand, is also telling us that there's no need to continue using kli sharis. Tashma. So again, that the halacha is the question on Rav Nachman. The braisa says the chama imrim hakaimitz torn kli sharis, that the kaimitz has to be needs a kli sharis, and the braisa explains ketsa. What does that mean? Kaimtzoi mikli sharis. It's the kaimitz is taken out of kli sharis, or mekatzoi mikli sharis, and then it's put into kli sharis, or maleu maktir mikli sharis, and it's transported and put on the mizbeach. In a kli sharis. So Shimon Eimer, Kivin Shekamtzim kli sharis, Baal Makdir Shleib kli sharis. You don't have to have the kli sharis. Not like Rav Nachman says that we have to have it. Says the Gemara, again, what Rav Nachman is going to explain, Kivin Shekamtzim kitchoy be kli sharis. Since you started with a kli sharis, then you don't have to have it anymore. Baal Makdir. Toshma, another braisa. The braisa we said before says, Kamtzim Yeminoi, if you use the right hand for the kmitzah, v'nasnai b'smalai, and then you put it into your left hand, yachsli minai, put it back into your right hand. This clearly is teaching us the bala avdai of the biyadimin. If you're going to use your hand, you have to use the right hand. And that halach applies to all the steps of the Karban Mincha. The smaloi, v'chish v'leh, but if you put it, you did the kamitza with your right hand, and then you put it into the left hand, and if while it's in your left hand, you had a machshavas pigel, machshavah chutz kaimai chutz l'zmanoi, pasul v'en be'karis, that even though you had this bad machshavah, the halacha is that the halacha is that a carbon cannot become pigel only if it's being done, if the carbon is being done properly. But here, since the carbon is being done improperly, it's being done in the left hand, the halacha is that it can't become pigel that way. Says the Gemara. So, Biminoi continues the Braisa, but if somebody did the kmitza with the right hand, Chishvala, and while the kmitza is in your right hand, you had a machshavas chutz mekaymai. So we know when somebody has a machshavas chutz mekaymai, it becomes pasul, the aim by chorus. If you had a machshavas chutz lezmanoi, it's pigle to the degree that if you'll eat from that carbon, you chayev chorus. Divrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. V'chamar mekimin shenasna lesmaloi. Once you put it until I have tanned, pasle matanosoi, it becomes permanently pasle. So explains the Gemara. Why did Chum take this position? Matamo. What's the reason that Chum take this position? Shinabai Kadusha Bekeli. Because their opinion is that it has to be put, the climates has to be put into Klisharis. And they tell us, Kimish Nosla Smo, once it was put into the left hand, Nasa, it's considered like a halacha that we learned many times in a Masechta, Kedam Shenishbach Mitzava Apeim Al Ritzba, that if the blood, when you shech that animal, instead of having a proper Kabbal Stam put onto the floor, even if you then scoop it up, the halacha is that it's possible. And the same thing is with the Kaimitz. The Kaimitz has to be deposited, according to the Chamim, into Kli Sharis. That's the corresponding Avodah to Kabbal Sadam by a carbon. And therefore, if you put it into the left hand, it's like putting it in, it's putting it into the, on, it fell onto the floor. Isn't this clear? Mechlal, isn't this indication? The Rebbe Elazar Erev Shimon hold that if you did it in your right hand and then put it into your left hand and then just give it back to your right hand and it won't be considered Nishbach. The Rebbe Elazar Erev Shimon because Rebbe Elazar and Shimon don't require that we should have Matan Kli. And therefore, because if they required Matan Kli, then putting it into the left hand is like putting it falling on the floor. And we're learning now that if it's falling on the floor, it can't be rectified. So isn't this a question on what Nachman said, that Hakla Moidim B'Kaimitz Shetan Kiddush B'Keli, how will Rav Nachman respond to this? Says the Gemara, indeed, Tiyufta, Rav Nachman, Tiyufta. So our Gemara taught us that if the kaimitz was put in the wrong place, it's similar to Nishba. The Rav Chaim Brisker explains, how do we understand the halacha of Nishbach? So he says the halacha of Nishbach has two parts to it. One is that the Kabbalah Sadam has to be done directly from the animal, not from anywhere else. And that's why scooping up the blood from the floor doesn't work. And another halach is that the blood should never have been in a place where it doesn't belong. It should not have been in a klichol, not just not on the floor. Devin Azel says that this dam that fell on the floor, as we learned many times in Amasechta, Nishbach, if it falls on the floor, it becomes permanently disqualified. What will be the halacha that if you did the kmitza with the right hand and it fell out of the right hand and then you put it back into your right hand, he says, and then you put it into klisharis, then he says that it still would be a kosher korban mincha. He says only if you deliberately put the chametz into your left hand or put it on the floor. So then you made an interruption in a disqualified fashion. Can it not be corrected? But if it just was in your right hand and fell out, and you put it back into your right hand or put it into the klisharos, it would be acceptable. Says the Gemara, we learned early in the shir, the opinion of Yehuda Brei de Rav Chiya Rav Yanai. Rav Yehuda Brei de Rav Chiya, that explained Rav Shimon, that says, Bola avda biyad ov de biyamin. And the Braisa says that putting it into the right in the left hand is not a disqualification, besilei, but since you do it, since he holds that if you have to do it with the right hand, you have to put it back into the right hand. But Rabbi Yanai, he said that you don't have to have the right hand. Rabbi Yanai quoted the Hamnoyu that you do it with your left hand, or you do it with your avnet, it's good. Lema davet yufta. This price that's being so particular about the right hand, isn't this price a refutation of what Rabbi Yanai said? Amlach Rabbi Yanai, says the Gemara, it can be Amlach Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai responds, another Amri Ketana the Hector. Rabbi Yanai says, yes, this price clearly refutes what I'm saying, but he says, I have another price that supports my opinion. Because the price says, Hector Chalom Vaivarim, Hakoimitz. And the Braisa says, Shelen, Ben Biyad, Ben Bikeli, Ben Bimin, Ben Bismolk, Sherim. And he, unlike what we said earlier in this year, Harab Yehuda Berei Derab Abba, Berab Chia explains that Braisa, the Lav Lutzdod Mktani. The Gemara had said that Yehuda Berei Derab Chia explains this Braisa Lutzdodim. That if you did it with your hand, you have to do it with the right. And if you did it with the Keli, you could do it even with the left. But he disagrees. And he holds that the braisa means to say that you could always use either the right hand or the left hand. So we have a braisa that says clearly, like me, that the left hand is not a problem. And therefore, the braisa that does say yachsali minoy is not consistent with my opinion, but he doesn't find that a problem. We learned in the Mishnah Hikta comes to Pamayim, if you did the Haktaras Kaimitz twice, that means you divided the kaimitz into two, and that's how you burnt it, ksheira. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Pamayim, the Mishnah is being very specific in saying that it could only be done in two ways. You're not allowed to divide the kaimitz in more than into two. Rav Yochanan, Pamayim, Vafilo, Pamayim, the Mishnah is not saying specifically just divide it into two. You could divide it into as many pieces as you want. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what is the basis of their machlokes? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zeira, yesh kaimitz pachas mishnei zeisim. Does the kaimitz have to have at least two kazeisim? And continuing, yesh haktara, can you burn something pachusa mikazayis when it's less, is a haktara on something that's less than a kazayis a valid haktara? And the Gemara explains itself. Every kaimitz has to be at least two kazesim big. And therefore, if I'm going to divide the kaimitz into two, and each one half will be a kazayis, so the rule of ein haktara pachas mikazayis can be fulfilled. But that's only because I started with two kazesim, divided into two, and each haktara is a kazayis. Rabbi Yochanan, however, holds yesh kaimitz pachas mishnei zeisim. The kaimitz doesn't have to be two kazayisim big. The yesh haktara, and doesn't bother us if the haktara is less than a kazayis. And therefore, since the haktara is less than a kazayis, so when we start with the kaimitz, when the Mishnah says that the kaimitz could be divided, it could be divided not just into two. The Stipler says that there's a few ways of learning the Gemara. One way of learning is that everybody agrees that a Torah could be on less than a Kazayis. But Rav Shmuel Levi says there's a did in the shear of the Kaimitz. In other words, there's two dinim. There's one din on haktara. Haktara means to burn. Any amount that you're burning is considered being burnt. But there's another halacha, as we've discussed many times, what is the proper size of the kaimitz? When we speak about what is the proper size of the kaimitz, that's where this man Dama says it has to be the size of a kazayis. Another way he takes it is just the opposite, that everybody agrees that a haktara must be a kazayis. The question is, can a number of haktaras doing a little at a time be considered a valid act of haktara? Based on this Gemara, the Mishnah LeMelech in Hilchas Masa Kabanis, Perek Yud Gimel, quotes a Yerushalmi that a Kayin who has a small hand can never do the Avodah. Why? He says 2 points. The first point is that we're learning in our Gemara that the Kaimitz itself is 2 kazaisim, which is quite a big amount. If the kaimitz itself is 2 kazaisim, that means only a kohen with a large hand would be able to do the avodah. And then the Mishnah Melech, quoting the Yerushalmi, takes it a step further. If a kohen is disqualified to do the avodah of the Korban Mincha because his hand is not large enough, then the kohen will also be disqualified to do any other avodah. Because if you disqualify for this avodah, you disqualify for all the other avodahs. Huge chiddush. The Chasam Sofer, and it's interesting that the Rambam doesn't quote this halacha. The Chasam Sofer in Or HaChaim Siman Tzadik Ches says that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. And even if we'll say that the shear of a kaimitz is somebody that can hold 2 kazaisim, that's for Korban Mincha. But it's not for any other kabbonis. It's also interesting that the Stipler, his Sefer Shurim Shel Torah, says, according to what we, according to Nadav Yehuda, hold, what is the kazayis, there's no kohen in our world that could hold that amount in the palm of his hands. And he says, what's going to be when Mashiach comes? Will we be able to find a kohen whose hand? Will we be able to find a kohen whose hand is large enough to do the kmitza? It's also interesting to point out that some paiskim want to the Chashuki Chemed has a discussion where he wants to suggest that there's another issue to with the when we speak about the kohenitz and which kohen could do the kohenitz. We know, and we discussed this, that the kaimitz has to be done strictly with the in the palm of the hand. It cannot be done anywhere else. So the Chashuke Chemet says that if a kohen has thicker fingers, and when he does the kmitza, nothing falls in between his fingers. None of the kaimitz falls in between his fingers. That is a kosher kmitza. But if he has narrow fingers and some of the kaimitz is going to fall in between his fingers, that would be a new problem in preventing that kaimitz from being a kosher kaimitz. Itmar continues the Gemara. They learned the following halacha. Kaimitz may mesay mata shrine. At what point will the halacha be that we can now be able to eat the shrine? Kaimitz me'emesai mat the shrine bechila. At what point can we start eating the shrine because the kaimitz is considered burnt? Rechnin amar b'shemash leban asar. As soon as it started to burn, we could eat the shrine. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says m'shetatzer asar beruba. When most of it is burnt. So this Evan Azel asks a question, why is the Gemara focused on being allowed to eat the Shrayim? Why doesn't the Gemara focus on a much more fundamental question? The Kaimitz is what makes, as we've learning throughout our Masechta, the Kaimitz is what makes the Korban Mincha effective. And why doesn't the Gemara ask, at what point is it considered that you brought the kaimitz and had the kapara that the kaimitz is supposed to bring? Says the Evan Ozel that the entire discussion in our Gemara is as the Gemara indicated. It's only regarding being allowed to eat the shrayim. But regarding the halacha of the carbon being considered that you fulfilled your obligation of the carbon, everybody will agree that once the kaimitz is put on the fire, you've accomplished that. This is strictly a question for heter achila. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Bar Yitzchak, Asberloch, Tamid Rabbi Yochanan. I'll explain to you the reason why Rabbi Yochanan says that most of it has to become burnt, because Amakra, the Pasuk says, by Stoim, the Pasuk says, Vahina ola kita arts kikita akivshin. Then kivshin mal kita, when does the smoke come out of the furnace? Achatatseir berubai, until it's mostly burnt. Amalei Ravim Ravadal Rava, Amr Tamidach Amr of Amram. Your Talmidim say over in the name of Amram, Tanya, the Pasuk says by the carbon oila. Zois Tarsa oila, here oila amaikta al mizbech, kala laila arabaika, veisha mizbech, tukadba. Enli al dovin shikar, so the Pasuk's teaching us what is the halacha about things that were not put on the mizbech during the day. Enli al dvam shadakal karv belaila. Only things that are usually put on the mizbech by night. Kigayin evarim v'dorim, shemalam makdiran, b'ba'a shemesh, the chalovim of the kabonis, the avarim of the carbon island, the chalov of other kabonis, shemalam makdiran, b'ba'a shemesh, you could put them on the mizbech after the shkia, umas aklim v'holchim kalalai l'kula, and they can be burnt all night long. However, dvarim shadarak l'kar b'yoyim, the things that are supposed to be put on the mizbech by day, kigayin ha'kaimitz v'alvayin v'akhtaris, or mechus kahanim, Mechus Koyim Mashiach, the Chavite Koyim Godl, Mechus Nesachim, Shemalin, Maktirin, Al Mizbeach, Mibay Shemesh. He could put them on after Shkia. So the Gemara right away stops. Didn't we just say, ask the Gemara Bamarat, didn't we just say, Darkel Akrivim Bayom? You have to do it by day. So before Shkia, how are you saying that it could be put on after the Shkia? Says the Gemara Ella. In Ba'a Shemesh, what does in Ba'a Shemesh mean? Shemes akl v'hoichum kol alayla. You have to put it on for a moment before the Shkia, and then it'll be burning all night. Continues the Braisa, Menayin, that how do we know that you're allowed to do so? Put it on the Mizbeach before the Shkia, even though it's mostly going to be burnt after the Shkia. Tamalaymar, Zois Tarus Ha'ela Riba. As long as you put it on before the Shkia, the fact that it's mostly burnt by night is satisfactory. Ask the Gemara, V'haim Ba Shemesh, if we're going to put the Karban Mincha, if we're going to put the Kaimitz just a moment before the Shkia on the Mizbeach, Lemishkachsla, it won't be satisfactory because we have to have Tatsa Berubai. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that the kaimitz has to mostly be burnt? And at that one moment that you put it on before the shkia, it doesn't make it be burnt. It's not properly burnt. So that means when is it being burnt? It's being burnt by night. But we're learning that the mincha has to be burnt by the shkia. Answers, the Gemara Lakasha. Kan, the braisa that says that you could put it on a moment before the shkia, is not here to allow us to eat the shrayim. It's liquid. The kaimitz won't have the psolina. But if you want to be able to eat the shrayim, says Rabbi Yochanan, it has to be lehatir, has to be mainly burnt before the shkia. Rabbi Loza Masna, Ba'a Shemesh, Umaykim Lebepaykim. He keeps the original gears of the braisa, that the braisa is speaking even after the shkia, and the braisa is speaking about kaimitz levina, that were put on the mizbeach before the shkia, and then they flew off the mizbeach. That halacha is you could put them back on. But indeed, something that has to be put on day has to be put on that it should be burnt mostly by day. The ken kiyosar of Dimi Amar Reb Yanai, that the braisa is speaking about paikin. Ask the Gemara Umi Amar Reb Yanai Hachi. Is this, ask the Gemara Reb Yanai's interpretation? Ask the Mavama Reb Yanai, Torah shepakam al gabi mizbeach, if the kaimitz, if the Torah flew off the mizbeach, a few carton, even full pieces, a machzir nasa, we don't put them back on the mizbeach. V'tan Rav Chanina by Yumi b'debei, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, ashetach la'ish esa oyla al mizbeach. That we learn from here, a ukule oyla at the machzir, pieces of the carbon oyla flew off, you put them back on. So how could Rabbi Yochanan said that we're talking about Ktyrus that flew off? Says the Gemara, indeed, some mechanic Ktyrus, if the Ktyrus flew off, we don't put it on. But our Gemara is saying that as long as you put it on time, at least certainly according to the first Lashon, the fact that it's mostly burning by night is not troubling to us. So I saw that this is a question that comes up on Hilchos Shabbos. We know when we speak about fire, the halach is isha m'shem chitzav. That if I start a fire, as long as the fire is spreading because I started it, it's considered my act. So if somebody puts on a fire Friday, but the fire continues burning on Shabbos, why is it not considered as if I made a fire on Shabbos? But now that we learned that the halach is as long that we look at the moment the fire was put on, that's why if you put on a fire Friday, it could continue burning on Shabbos without an issue. Arav Asi. Kipashi Rabbi Elazar Menachos, when Rabbi Elazar was learning Masechet Menachos, Bai Hachi, Kaimitz Shesidru, the Kaimitz that was put on the Mizbeach, the Sida Lav Esa Maracha, and then you put on top of it the wood of the Mizbeach, Mahu. Do we say, Derech HaKtara B'Kach, that this is a proper way of doing that Ktara, and the Kabar Mincha is fine, or ain't Derech HaKtara B'Kach, because you have to put the Kaimitz on the wood, not vice versa. And if it's not a proper akhtara, you would not be allowed to eat the shrayim. Take him. Baichis, another question. A varim of the kabbonis that you have to put them on the mizbeach for akhtara. Shesidrim, the sidalei masatzmarach. Again, you put the wood on top of the avarim. Mahu, what will the halacha? The pasuk says, Varuch b'dei harakanim says, Nusachim is a roish, v'sapod aleitzim asher eish shalom mizbeach. Amrachmana. So we learn from here, dafka aleitzim, it has to be on top. Oidoma, perhaps, kimin the ksiv kra chrono, ashetach la'osh es ha'oyla al mizbeach, that, and from here it says, al mizbeach v'loy aleitzim, it would seem to be that the wood is on top of them. And therefore, Allah will be, ibay hachi avid, ibay hachi avid. You could do it either way. Bay Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Evarim, Shesidran, Mitzide Maracha. If you put the Evarim on the side of the Maracha, Mahu, what was the Halacha? We're going to learn later in our Masechta about something that we discuss often, that the Bezichei Levina, the spoons of the Levina that were on the Shulchan, were put on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. And the question is, where were they put? The Chacham say, the Pasuk says, V'nosata al Maracha Levina Zaka, that you have to put the bezichim on the top, not on the side. And the other mandama says it could be on the side. I leave with the mandama al mamish, according to mandama that says that the bezichim have to be put on top. Here too, the Torah says al ha'etzim, but the bayalach has to be put on top. Al ha'etzim ksiv. Ki the bayalach, I leave with the mandama that says when the Torah says the word al, and we explain by the bezichim levina, it could be on the side. Here too, my. Hachanami al besamach. When the Torah says ala etzim, it means on the side. Oidilma, ala etzim, domi da ala mizbeach. Ma hosam al mamish. There when the pasuk says ala mizbeach, it means on the mizbeach. Av hachinami, here too, when the Torah says that it has to be put ala etzim, it has to be al mamish on top and not near. The Mechus Chanuch asks a question. By Kedis Yitzchak, it says clearly that V'yosim Yisrael Mizbeach Malaitzim. So we see that we learn that the carbon has to be put on top of the Eitzim. And he says, we only learn from there the L'chatchila, the way of bringing a carbon, but that our Gemara is trying to understand what would be the Halacha B'dieved. That's one teretz. The other teretz, he says, that the entire Kedis Yitzchak was Ayra Shah. The entire experience of the Kedis Yitzchak was something very unique and set something that we could learn all these halachas from, because it wasn't even a regular mizbeach. It was in Har Maria.